What's going on, brothers? Islamic Terror with the name. Got an video for you. It's written title, Snares and Traps, Part 7. Here goes. So, in my previous video, I spoke on how the state of New York and California are both moving to decriminalize prostitution if they haven't done it already. Now, that news actually doesn't surprise me considering the time we live in. But if you are a surface-level thinker, if you're one of these thirsty mansion on butt plugs, one of these bitch-made simps, one of these dom game monkeys, when you hear this news, you'll probably be jolly in the ass. You'll probably be all happy and giddy, not realizing that the only real reason the machinery of the state is moving to decriminalize prostitution in those two states is because they really don't have a place for all these 304s, all these webtick support agents, and all these musty ex-wounds who are selling peace leave. Because you see, if they were to all go after them for prostitution, they have to start arresting the ones who are underage selling at peace leave. That's what would have to happen. But the machinery of the state would rather move to decriminalize prostitution. But here's the thing. They're decriminalizing prostitution, but the Johns can still get arrested or get in trouble for buying it. That's right. So that means that the machinery of the state will leave the 304s and these web tech support agents alone, let them do their business, you know, let them sell peace leave. But if you buy peace leave, you can get arrested for it. And the machinery of the state is setting the precedence for Johns to be drugged, robbed, and murdered. Now, bitch made simps, dom game monkeys, and manjon butt plugs, they wouldn't think that far ahead. They don't have critical thought because they let their meat missile do all the thinking for them. And that's why they end up with nothing most of the time. Or they end up fucking themselves over. But that particular snare and trap is one that they will just completely gloss over, you know, it'll go over their head. And considering the time that we're going into with these eviction moratoriums expiring in a few days, you're going to see an explosion of prostitution in both California and New York, and which also means that in those two states, STDs are going to explode. I mean, they're already soaring right now, but they're going to get even higher. And you're probably going to start hearing stories of certain Johns being drugged, robbed, and murdered, especially up in New York, you know, Cardi B's stomping grounds, that place. That's where shops are notorious for doing that. So I'm going to say it like this. During these legendary bad days, if you brothers live in either New York or California, you owe it to yourself to keep your hair on the swivel and stay safe during these perilous times. And for you young men, you Zoomers out there, I hope that you will have the gray matter and the brains to see these legal snares and traps for what they are. You see, a lot of y'all have already taken a red pill. A lot of y'all already wise to the game. Which means that it lessens the chances of these 304s, these web tech support agents, ruining your life. Because you got to remember, your survival comes first. The machinery of the state did not do any of these women any favors by decriminalizing prostitution. You know, they want to seem like the good guys by saying, well, we decriminalized prostitution because we're trying to fight human trafficking. And the truth is, they're not trying to do that. What they're trying to do is they're decriminalizing prostitution because they don't want to put any of these women in jail anymore. And they really don't have a place for all these women. A lot of these women who are selling peace leave, a lot of them are probably in dire straits. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are doing this because they don't have any skills. So by them decriminalizing prostitution, that means that they can leave them alone. They won't come after them, but they will come after the Johns. And they will come after Joe Schmo if they even catch them buying their peace leave. Now I'm sure this is the part where the bitch made simps, the dom game monkeys, and the man child butt plugs can say, the decriminalization of prostitution means we can get all the sex we want. I said, well, if you ain't getting it, you're a loser. All of the dumb shit. But let them figure it out for themselves. Let their meat missiles do the talking for them. And they're just going to ruin their life because they can't fix stupid. Sucks for them. But yeah. Be mindful of the legal snares and traps. If you see them, point them out. That's my message to you. You realize worth your salt, you men who have eyes, ears to hear. Point them out. Mm-hmm. This is Line of Metal. That's all I got. If you like the video, like to share, like the commentary, feel free to subscribe. If you're doing this on my channel, you find a tip jar on the upper right side of the screen, that's the G Plus icon. Alright, fam, alright, brethren, you know it's real. You know what you're going to live with SYSPM, S4, these web tech support agents, these dom game monkeys, these bitch made simps, and those that probably say, now we say it, give them nothing. This is Metal PSA. More to come, brothers, sit tight. See you soon.